We have extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella joins us with news about a legendary Division Street bar opening a second location. This is big news, isn't it, Jen?
It is. Good morning, Bob. And this is a long time coming. Butch McGuire's has been a staple on Division Street for more than 60 years. So that's a long time to go without a second location. But there, a sign popped up on Lincoln Avenue this week, 2249 Lincoln Avenue, signaling the bar's move into the neighborhood. The bar owners are not commenting yet, but it did say on the permit that it would be Butch McGuire's Lincoln Park.
Wow. Yeah, Bobby, Butch's son, runs and manages Butch's now, and that is going to be a hot spot for sure. There's also a hot dog place that's opening another location, Devil Dogs, right?
Yes, Devil Dogs. They first opened in Lincoln Park in 2010. Actually, that location near DePaul has closed, but they have since popped up all over the city. They have a location on Belmont and Lakeview, in Wicker Park, in the Gold Coast, in the South Loop, and now they're taking over that huge space, if you remember, on Clark Street that used to be Reza's, the Persian restaurant in Andersonville. Mm-hmm. It closed in 2023. It was a really huge space, so they divided it up into two businesses, and Devil Dogs is taking over one half, and the other is a dentist. So exciting for hot dog fans up in Andersonville.
Yeah, this summer. Tell us about the Grant Slam Music Fest, Jen.
This is like I remember being in high school, and you know, you want to throw those kind of parties that you see in the movies. This kid, Grant, he did it. He went to Barrington High School, and he wanted to have, like, a real rager of a graduation party for high school. So he ended up booking bands in his dad's basement, and it became this huge success. So when he went to DePaul for high school, for college, and moved to Lincoln Park, he wanted to keep the party going, and he is actually built his own music festival. There are about 500 people that attend annually Grant Fest, the Grant Slam Music Fest, which was this weekend on Saturday. It is a huge hit at DePaul. It's a lot of DePaul student bands and just local bands of the college age. This guy Grant, who started in his dad's basement, him and his sister went to Costco, bought hot dogs. They'll be selling hot dogs at the festival themselves. $7 for a combo. It's a very DIY endeavor, and he went through the whole thing, got permits with the city. It's in Jonquil Park this year, so if you want to hang out with a lot of DePaul students and see some up-and-coming local musicians, you can check it out this weekend.
Jonquil Park, Saturday 1 until 9 p.m. Admission is free. And DePaul, I mean, that's where the band Chicago started. And tell us why this popular attraction in Humboldt Park is no more.
This is such a bummer. I always loved driving by Humboldt Park or going for a run in the park and seeing the beautiful swan boats out on the lagoon. The swan paddle boats are gorgeous, but maybe a lot of people like me said, hey, I'll do that someday, and never did it because the rental company that runs the boats has decided to leave. They said that business has just not been good since the COVID pandemic. So those swan boats on the lagoon are no more. It's sad. They're really pretty. And TBD, we reached out to the park district to see if anyone else is interested in taking over any kind of kayaks or stand-up paddleboard rentals at the park. And so far, there is no one on board to do that. So we'll keep an eye out, and hopefully someone else will come and bring some activity back to the Humboldt Park Lagoon.
Yeah, they're not at Lincoln Park Zoo anymore either, are they?
You know what? I don't even know. That's a bummer because they're so pretty. I don't know. Maybe we just, it looks like they stopped them in 2011. So, yeah, no swan boats in Chicago. So,
all right. Well, keep us posted and replacements. More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a nice day, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.